Gabe from Loud 102.3, joined today by DeAndre Brown. He is the sports and rec director of the Central YMCA here downtown, as well as the diversity, equity, and inclusion officer for the Youngstown YMCA Association. DeAndre, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks for having me.
All right. We've got a lot of great stuff to talk about coming up here at the Central Y in the next few months and over the course of the summer. And the best part is all of this stuff is here to enrich the community and provide support to families here. I mean, how important is that when you're crafting a program or looking at putting together a program that you maintain those pillars?
I think it's, you know, very vital. I grew up in the YMCA and I know the role that it's played in my life. So to be able to pay that forward and install those, you know, elements and pillars into, you know, our community and our youth, it's a vital part. It's what the YMCA is about.
And earlier we talked to Beth and she had mentioned some TANF programs that can help offset the cost of things at the YMCA. But you told me about a very specific grant program just for sports programs at the YMCA. Can you share a little bit of that information?
Yes, it's called Every Kids Sports, and we're partnering with them. And, you know, this grant is specifically, you know, for sporting to offset those fees for sports. So you can go to their website and apply for that grant, and you'll have access to, I believe, up to $500, you know, that you could spend on a sport program. So, you know, to be able to offset those costs for families that need it or families in need, it's just huge. So we welcome that, and we're excited about that partnership with them.
And that's great because, you know, so many families have multiple kids and you don't want to say, hey, we can only afford one. And so the other one can't do it. So this gives everybody a chance to get out and play and get exercise and, you know, build their social skills.
Exactly. Yeah, we love it.
And getting out and playing, obviously, basketball, a huge part of the Central YMCA. You have your basketball league that's coming up here in the next couple months in June, as well as some camps. But the big thing that I think is really cool, the Respect Basketball League.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about that.
So the Respect Basketball League, we started last year. It was our first year doing this. And we're working with young adults for this league. We start at age 18 and go up to 27. And it's just an amazing opportunity to not only have basketball, you know, everyone loves sports, but, you know, the requirements for this league isn't all about sports. It's about building character and, you know, just those valuable tools that you need in life outside of the playing court or field, whatever it may be. So there's training opportunities, you know, resume building, just, you know, several organizations throughout the city come together and, you know, we install these things into these young adults. It's heavily involved with the city of Youngstown and the mayor's office. We have YPD who comes and, you know, they're just a part to see an officer in a setting where they're not just working.
Yeah.
And they're
positive
just out there.
Setting.
Yeah. Positive setting. Most of the time, you know, where we run into issues, you know, as you know, society is,
sure,
you don't see officers until
something's not going right.
Exactly. When there's something going right. So just to be able to see them out there in the gym and just communicate with them and they're watching the games and everyone is having a good time. It's an amazing program that we're happy to start for the second year.
You mentioned the mentorship aspect of it. You guys also have Respect Mentoring for, you know, younger residents, 12 to 17.
Yes.
You know, how important was it to not only have the mentorship for the Respect Basketball League, as we teach everybody that character counts,
right,
but then to extend that down younger? I mean, was it a point where you guys realized that, like, okay, you're never too early to start learning how to do these things?
Exactly. Yeah. Our goal is to be able to, you know, impact as many people as possible. Mm-hmm. So, you know, different age groups. Excuse me. We had an opportunity to, you know, impact those younger generation. Those are some of the, you know, kids or relatives that are at the game. So why not have something to offer to them? So we partner with Serve Youngstown with this, and it's just amazing to be able to install those things into them.
That's great. That's great. And people want more information. They want to sign up for any of your upcoming basketball camps this summer or leagues or to get involved in Respect Basketball League or Respect Mentoring. Where's the best place for them to go?
You can always go to our website, ymcayo.org, and all our information is on our web pages. And, you know, you can come down to either the Davis location or Central, and all the information's at the front desk, and you can ask any of our lovely front desk staff, especially Val. I'll give her a shout out.
There we go.
They'll have all that information for you.
All right. Awesome. Well, DeAndre Brown, the DEI officer for the Youngstown YMCA Association, as well as the sports and rec director at the Central Y here downtown, right around the corner from our studios. Thank you so much for stopping in today.
Thanks for having me.
All right. I just want to go back real quick and do a little pickup on the college visits.
Okay.
Because I think that's a big thing. A lot of kids just don't generally have access unless you live, you know, and you're going to Youngstown State. Yeah.
Okay.
So with the Respect Basketball League program and the Respect program in general, one of the cool things I think you guys offer at the YMCA is college visits, which I think a lot of people either don't think happen, like you have to be offered a scholarship to go visit a college, whether it's athletic or academic, but you guys actually provide these trips to, you know, program participants. Tell us a little bit about that.
Right. So through there's actually, you know, two opportunities where we provide college trips. We had one with our youth and government where they go to, you know, establish bills and they go try to get votes to win, you know, the House.
Mm-hmm.
We have opportunity there. And then through our Respect Mentoring Program, we have a series of curriculum that we take them through with the ultimate end goal being a college tour or college visit, excuse me. So we give the kids, you know, three universities that they can pick from and kind of say why they would like to go there and kind of get a vote just so they can have some input. So it's not like we're just randomly giving them a college visit. Like,
yeah.
You know, you're going to college. I think you want to have some type of say into it. So they have three universities to pick from. And then we go on a college visit for about 2 or 3 days.